Escape from Sudan after a perilous journey. Arriving from West Darfur, they say, Arab militias set up checkpoints, searching for rivals, demanding payment for safe passage. Chadian soldiers search for weapons, a final hurdle before refuge from the war.
We fled because we are looking for peace. There are problems over there. They kill you. They take your belongings. We want to be in a place that's peaceful.
Fatima is from Al Janaina. The city has been in a state of siege for weeks. She says there is no water and nothing to eat. She says nowhere is safe. At a hospital in Adre, the dangers to civilians becomes clear. This man says dozens were killed, his village, Mistere, abandoned.
All the soldiers went to fight in Khartoum or Janaina. In our village, we, the civilians, were alone. There is no government to defend us. For more than 20 years, we have not had a government.
Even after decades of this kind of violence, its indiscriminate nature can be jarring. Her son, she says, is too traumatized to leave her side.
This is the only general hospital in Adre, and administrators tell us there are no more beds for the people that keep coming. The bulk of the patients currently at this hospital, around 75%, are all Sudanese, people who have been fleeing the conflict in Darfur.
The doctors here say they've never seen so many bullet wounds. There is not enough staff, enough medicine, or enough power. They are doing what they can, but not everyone makes it.
We received 4 bodies here, dead on arrival. I remember one person who had a bullet in their head, one in the neck, and one in the heart. There were also 2 people that were brought here whom we tried to stabilize, but unfortunately, they passed away.
Intercommunal violence, ethnic divisions, age-old rivalries, pitting Arab tribes versus non-Arab ones. The answers to why there is violence in Darfur again are many. But one point every Sudanese villager we speak to seems to make: chaos comes in the absence of government.
My hand, my leg, my belly, all of these were injured by a grenade. I have no news about what's happening back there. But we will not go back. We will stay here in Chad because here there is a government.
She lost a finger and suffered injuries to her head, leg, and foot. But she and her daughter made it out. As the violence in Darfur worsens, self-exile is the price for peace of mind and for survival. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Adre, Eastern Chad.